September 12, 2001. The aftermath of tragedy. While America mourned, the weather all over the country was unusually fine. 800 miles west of New York, in Madison, Wisconsin, a climate change scientist called David Travis was on his way to work. For 15 years, Travis had been researching an apparently obscure topic: whether the vapor trails left by aircraft were having a significant effect on the climate. In the aftermath of 9/11, the entire US fleet was grounded, and Travis finally had a chance to find out. Travis suspected the grounding might make a small but detectable change to the climate, but what he observed was both immediate and dramatic. No one had ever seen such a big climactic change happen so fast. This was a new kind of climate change. Scientists call it global dimming. 2 years ago, most of them had never even heard of it, yet now they believe it may mean all their predictions about the future of our climate could be wrong. The trail that would lead to the discovery of global dimming began 40 years ago in Israel, with the work of a young English immigrant called Jerry Stanhill. Jerry got a job helping to design irrigation schemes. His task was to measure how strongly the sun shone over Israel. For a year, Jerry collected data from a network of light meters. The results were much as expected, and were used to help design the national irrigation system. But 20 years later, in the 80s, Jerry decided to repeat his measurements to check that they were still valid. What he discovered was astonishing.